So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The NFL is planning a top-down review of officiating. There's a great idea since their officiating sucks so bad.
I mean, what took so long? You're just planning a top-down review of the officiating now?
Yeah.
Have you guys been watching the games for the last, I don't know, what is this, the 100th anniversary of the league? You've decided now that you need a top-down review of it?
It has been so bad the last couple of years, the officiating. It is an atrocity. That's their problem, that it's so awful. That they need to, you know, bottom line, what I think they need to do, and no one wants to hear it, is I think they need to go skew younger. I just think they need young college football refs, because there's a lot of good refs in college football. They don't butcher games like they do in the NFL, because you know what it is? It's these old-timers that are running these games in the NFL. They're all a bunch of old dudes, and they're in their 50s and 60s, some 70s, and they just absolutely, in my view, are blowing it, and they're out of position. They can't keep up. They're not fast enough. They're making calls from 20, 30 yards away, and they just throw. I mean, literally, it seems like when I'm watching a game, there's 25 to 30 flags every game. Am I wrong? It is so bad. Now, they'll tell you there's 14 flags a game, right? Isn't that the average? But it seems like 30. I mean, it's like every play, there's a flag. I think it ruins it. I have to say this, that when I watch American sports now, it takes so long to watch a game. And with all the commercials, NBA and NFL particularly, it's really bad. Like, it takes all day. I can't watch NFL football unless I'm watching a Red Zone channel. That's it. I can't even take the guy that hosts it. But I like that channel. Because they just go 7 hours, no commercials. They got all the little outside box ads. I don't care about those. They never stop showing the games. That's the best channel. That's the greatest thing ever invented by mankind, including walking on the moon. It was more important than that. But I will say this. When I watch Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, any of that, they just play 90 minutes. There's a 15-minute halftime with all their commercials. That's it. And there's no commercials during the game. It's 90 minutes of pure sports. It's awesome. There's just no commercial interruption. And they do the same thing in the World Cup. And it's just better. It is better than American sports. American sports are about commercials and refs and making money. That's all it is. And the NBA and NHL, there's too many games. I'm now convinced the 82-game schedule in both are a joke. They're a joke. And what they're for is so they can run their goddamn commercials until they're blue in the face so everybody makes money, right? That's what it's about. Selling tickets and selling stuff on TV for everyone that can't go to the game. We watch on TV so we can watch all your commercials. And if I'm wrong, watch network television in the morning. You'll see about 2 minutes of show and 58 minutes of commercials. Take a look. Here's the playoff picture. Ravens, Pats, Chiefs, Texans, Bills, Steelers right now. Niners, Packers, Saints, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings right now. Alshon Jeffrey heard a pop. You know what that means, right? He done. Brett Maher cut by the Cowboys. You know why? Because he sucks. Odell Beckham has a sports hernia. Who doesn't? Cam Newton, trade rumors. Panthers open to a deal. That means they want to get rid of his 19 mil. Adam Vinatieri, knee surgery. Done. Statement from the NFL regarding Simeon Thomas. In Portuguese, he failed a drug test. He's out. That's it.
Bye.
See ya. NFL salary cap rising to $196.8 million to $201, somewhere in that window.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.